We should apply these reasons to all other phenomena so that we will understand that all phenomena we normally see or perceive do not exist. Wonderful. In conclusion, we will understand. So we're striving to gain an understanding of emptiness, and I'll explain this a little bit more in a moment. In conclusion, we will understand that the real meaning of emptiness is the mere absence of all phenomena we normally see or perceive. So what is the object of negation of emptiness? All phenomena we normally see or perceive, if it's the emptiness of phenomena. This is the correct object of negation. So the real meaning, because what Geshe-la's trying to bestow upon us is the meaning of emptiness, the meaning of emptiness. So through this contemplation, through memorizing the explanation of the purpose of the meditation, we contemplate within. From our heart, we contemplate with our Guru's blessings, because our Guru abides in our heart. And we will understand the real meaning of emptiness is the mere absence of all phenomena we normally see or perceive. So then, the object of meditation. So what is the object of this meditation? The object of this meditation is the emptiness of all phenomena. What does that mean? The mere absence of all phenomena we normally see. Endless space of emptiness. The mere absence of all phenomena we normally see. We should learn to perceive clearly the mere absence of all phenomena we normally see or perceive through contemplating the above explanation of the purpose of this meditation in our heart, initially from the book, then in our heart. When through this contemplation, again, we need to appreciate this presentation. It's very precise, like a heart instruction. Geshe-la guiding us himself in this precious meditation. Through this contemplation, a deep knowledge of the mere absence of all phenomena we normally see or perceive develops in our mind. We have found, appeared, created the object of this meditation. Then it touches our heart, then it works, and we will realize emptiness swiftly in this very life. The actual meditation, when a deep knowledge of the mere absence of all phenomena we normally see or perceive develops in our mind, we should hold this knowledge and remain on it single-pointedly without forgetting it. Excuse me. Through continually training in this meditation, we will develop a deeper knowledge that functions to reduce or cease our self-grasping. So our understanding is of the meaning, is our knowledge. This deep knowledge is the object. Then through training, it becomes a deeper knowledge that's actually functioning to cut through the mind believing that the things we normally see actually exist, which is self-grasping ignorance. This is the realization of this meditation, a deeper knowledge.